You know the drill. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock hour. It's football season. We lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and pack our bags for South Florida.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
Ah, yes. Last week he said don't lay all those points with the Trojans, and the Cowboys would not hang with the Niners. Big week for the service on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling joins us. Lee Sterling, how are things in Miami?
The Dolphins, things are great.
Oh, God, that's right.
With the Hurricanes, horrible.
So I got to ask you, how have the locals recovered from, I called it, not take a knee gate against Georgia Tech? Jeez.
So did you get more calls on that on Monday's show than you did about the Ducks
Stanford
and Husky game?
Actually, I will tell you the truth.
Yep.
I got more texts Saturday night and Sunday from people that didn't wait for Monday, that were just like, are you watching this? Stanford.
How about on Monday?
To tell you the truth, because Oregon was off, there were. And what kind of pisses me off is too many Oregon fans are angry and sour on Cristobal because he left. And I'm like, you knew if Miami opened, it would be. It's his friggin' heart. And I loved him when he was here. I thought he was a class act, great guy. It's just.
He's a great guy. I will say this, though.
Terrible. You can't do what he did both times.
It's unconscionable. You can't explain it. It's the biggest mistake I have ever seen a coach make. Even worse, I don't know if it's worse. What might be as bad is I don't think he realized until he was in the locker room maybe 30 or 45 minutes what he had done.
Wow.
He was blaming the running back for fumbling.
Well, first of all, and C.J. Verdell of the Ducks did the same thing.
Right. I remember I was up that night, and I watched the game. I actually tweeted about the game, and then when he was hired, I had probably at least four or five different stations in Miami ask me what I thought, and I told them, great recruiter, good motivator. He needs to hire, you know that guy needs to hire an analytics guy? You know that guy like Steve Kornacki?
Yeah, of course do. With the elections.
He'd be perfect. I mean, I said pay a guy $100,000-$150,000, have him sit there and figure out every situation and get on Mario's headset and tell him what to do. Because he has no clue whatsoever.
There are people out there right now driving around that are laughing so hard because I have said for years, hire me. I've said I do it for $75,000-$100,000. I will manage your clock, and I could do it in basketball too. It's just there's a time where you stop what you were doing, you acknowledge the clock, and you get the hell out with the win because, and first of all, if you're going to be a knucklehead and run the ball, you tell your running back, if a defender comes near you, go down.
Just drop down.
But
you can't even do that. I mean,
what have we seen
in the past? Joe Pisarcik and Larry Zonka. What was that called?
The Miracle in the Meadowlands, 1978, Herm Edwards against the Eagles. Believe me.
I mean, that was the only thing that even comes close to it. But there's no excuse whatsoever.
Yeah, it's been. I mean, if they take the knee, that game with North Carolina is up there with USC, Notre Dame.
Let me give you my take on the game. So the game that they're playing North Carolina, I think the best thing that could have happened is they get to play this week. If this was like the last game of the year, remember when Miami lost to Ohio State in the championship game?
The Luckeyes.
I think that changed the program. That school was in a funk for about 4 or 5 months. It was like you would go to a basketball game, they could have been playing Duke, and no one really cared. Everyone was still in shock. It's crazy. I think these kids are going to come to play. I think there's a week to fade Miami. It's going to be next week against Clemson. I think they want to take it out on someone. Let me give you a little bit of strategy, too, while I'm at it, okay? So did you watch the Bears game last Thursday when they played against the Commanders?
I didn't, you know, sit down and watch the whole thing, okay. But I was checking in.
Okay, so here's what happened. You know, they had not won a game. They won the coin toss and elected to receive and took the ball right down the field. If I'm Miami, that's what I do. I elect to receive the ball. But Mario may not be that smart. So, well, I'm sure he's not that smart. So let's see what happens. Watch the game. Look at the coin toss. If I was a head coach, that's what I would do.
I'll be curious.
Would you agree with me there?
Well, yeah. No, you've got to do everything you can to put the misery in the rear view. And have
right.
something
so
positive
if
happen.
You do win the coin toss, if you defer, I think you're making a big mistake.
All right. Something to keep an eye on.
Okay. I think I'm going to tell you this right now. This is a bonus game. I don't think North Carolina is that good. If Miami would have won, even 20-17, with five turnovers, this would have been probably a pick 'em game. I'm going to say Miami wins 34-30.
All right, we get a freebie from Sterling. you know, let's move to the games.
Yep.
I never cease to be amazed by high-level coaches who can't manage.
Right.
Again, I got to get off this. Pac-12 action tonight. Utah keeps threatening to play their quarterback, Cam Rising. I've been like, he ripped up his ACL 9 months ago. But they're in Salt Lake City. They host Cal, who ended in a surprising shootout with Oregon State last week.
Yeah.
Utah laying 13. What's the play here?
I think by them having a bye, I think it's going to be very beneficial. I think they're going to come up with a couple different plays, new plays that they haven't shown yet. And I think they're also going to throw some blitz packages against this Cal offense here. I think that's going to be the difference here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, even though their offense is not very good. I like Utah here, 35-17.
All righty. My feeling for Notre Dame, I had a guest this week, Lofa Tutupu, and he signed off by saying Rudy was offsides. So, you know, they got whipped at Louisville. Southern Cal again survived defensive shortcomings. Caleb Williams, just the magician. You got the Golden Domers laying two here. What do you think?
Why is Notre Dame favorite?
I'm confused.
I was shocked. So Notre Dame, nothing special on offense. They've scored 20 and 21 points in last two games. I think they're played out. Now, USC, everyone knows about their offense. Actually, their defensive front gets a ton of sacks. They're number 8 in the country in sacks. Sam Hartman was sacked 5 times last week against Louisville. They're giving up a ton of points, but they're also creating some havoc, getting to the quarterback, and Notre Dame not very good as a home favorite. 0-5 the last 5 at home. I like USC 37-30. There's just something wrong. This Notre Dame team, those 3 games took a lot out of them.
Fight on. The Beavs did, in fact, outgun Cal, kind of keep their nose in the thick of things. DJU, 5 TD passes. We got the fighting Chip Kellys, who had some grit and defense. The loser here is in real trouble in the Pac-12 race. It's at Reser Stadium, national TV on Fox. Oregon State laying a field goal. What are you liking here?
I think Oregon State's going to come after the UCLA quarterback. I think they're going to blitz him left and right, and also think that this Oregon State team is a strong team running the football. They just got to keep running the football, and they wear you down. Now, they do some crazy stuff at the end, like when they were playing Utah, throwing the ball late in the game. I mean, they probably threw it almost half the downs. Made absolutely no sense. You would think a former quarterback and a head coach, Jonathan Smith, would have figured that out, shut that down, just run the ball, but they do some dumb stuff every once in a while. As long as they just don't throw this game away here, they are so good. 14-1 straight up, 13-2 against the spread as a home favorite under Smith. Oregon State, 31-21.
All righty. Talking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. And, of course, it's a big one, national stage, game day. I know Softy is losing his mind. He was on a Portland radio show, says it's an embarrassment if Oregon loses. He's totally baiting everybody. neither team has played the caliber of the opponent they're going to face. Michael Penix and Bo Nix, I mean, these guys don't even let the ball hit the ground anymore. Huskies, -3. Where are you leaning here?
I just got finished. I watched every single game that both teams have played. I think you guys are more susceptible to a running quarterback. I think Washington's game is to push the ball down the field. I think they're going to have some success. The key matchup is both your running backs, Bucky Irvin, Jordan James, get them one-on-one with an average group of Washington linebackers. So if they can isolate them, I think they can win the game. Both offenses are great, top two, top three in the country. Difference here is defense. Oregon number 6 in the country, Washington 62. They haven't played anyone. Maybe Bo Nix makes a play or two. They ended your season last year. You returned the favor. Yep, Softy almost hung up on me about 20 minutes ago. Quack, quack, Ducks, 45-42.
Man, I love that guy. He is just, first of all, he's an absolute.
You can't get him to come on? You can't get him to come on your show?
You know, I used to be on his show, and then they started stinking. He stopped calling. He came on our show probably the last time 8-10 years ago, but it doesn't matter. The guy's a legend.
You got to get him. You got to get him on.
Yeah, I'll see. We'll see how things turn out tomorrow.
Okay.
And maybe
okay.
He'll be in a better mood. and I'll tell you what, the NFL matchup that we're going to talk about, Cowboys-Chargers Monday night.
Yeah.
I heard a guy on the radio today said probably be 75% filled with Dallas fans.
At least
that's embarrassing.
Did you see their last game? Did you watch the Chargers last game, home game?
Yeah, they're not home games. I mean,
not home games. Well, I thought that they were playing away. I turned on my TV set and I was absolutely shocked. I mean, that Vegas game against the Raiders, it was like 85-90% Raiders fans.
No, the fans in SoCal hate the Charger owner. They detest him.
I know that.
It's unbelievable. So obviously they got worked at Frisco last Sunday. Our guy Herbert and the Bolts are off a bye. Vegas says Cal pokes by 2. What are you looking for here?
Biggest player in this game, not an actual player on the field. I believe it is going to be offensive coordinator Kellen Moore here. He got fired by the Cowboys. I know how these guys act. I think he's been spending all offseason preparing for this game. Then he gets training camp and 5 games with his new team, so he knows his new team's strengths and weaknesses. And then he gets a bye week to prepare for the game. Are you kidding me? Talk about throwing out different wrinkles here. I think Dallas has played out. I think Dallas just, I think they know in their heart, they just cannot play and win anything with Dak and the complementary players they have around him here. Just a bad, bad mix here. And Austin Eckler's coming back. That's a big plus here for the Superchargers. Chargers in an away game here, 26-20.
All right. Hey, the Cowboys' misery brings me joy. And, of course, when Lee joins the show, we talk Ducks, Beavs, major games, but his service, all about one thing, finding that edge for the clients, picking winners. Your free play of the week, really interesting game, Washington State hosting those pesky Wildcats of Arizona. Lee, let the folks know how to get this and all you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Yeah. I got something real strong on this game. I got a real strong opinion on Washington State, Arizona. I'm going to give it away to the first 5 callers. Just call 800-400-9741. I will give you the game for free. 800-400-9741. Game is on me, and what a run it's been. 47-22-2 this year in football. My first 40 to 50 unit play of the year goes tomorrow. We're 62-20 lifetime on these 40 to 50 unit plays. We already hit our first one this year in the NFL. You want to hop on board, get 3 weeks of action. You're going to get generally 10 to 15 games a week. All you got to do, go to ParamountSports.com. Not October. It's October. 3 weeks, 247. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Always fun stuff, Lee. Have a great weekend. And, of course, look forward to catching up again next Friday.
Okay, and if you win, I'll send you Softy's number so you can prank him that night.
All right,
okay?
Call him at 2 in the morning drunk. All right.
Remember when you did that in junior high and high school?
Yeah, you can't do that now. Caller ID.
I know.
Take it easy, Lee.
All right, see you, Steve.
Bye.